Hello, the series you're about to hear on the GBM Media podcast is from the Serving Today archive. It's on the I Am statements in John's Gospel, and we hope that you enjoy it. Welcome to Serving Today, the programme for pastors and church leaders. This is Andrew Cook, and I'm pleased to have your company again. The I Am sayings in John, the last in the series. Here on Serving Today, we come now to the last of Jesus's I Am sayings in the Gospel of John. I am the true vine. That's in John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. Guy Davis is helping us again to preach a sermon from this passage, and here he is to introduce the first of four headings, Jesus is the true vine.
In saying, I am the true vine, Jesus was drawing on Old Testament imagery. Israel was often described as God's vine, but she failed to bear fruit as she should. In this passage, Jesus is the vine, the Father is the vine dresser, and believers are fruit-bearing branches. Throughout this passage, the focus is on fruitfulness, chapter 15, verse 5.
And what's the second heading?
We must remain in Jesus, the true vine. If a branch were removed from the vine, it would bear no fruit. It would wither and die. Remaining in Christ is the condition for Christian fruitfulness, chapter 15, verse 4.
And what does John chapter 15 tell us about the believer's union with Christ?
First, it's an organic union. Branches are not joined onto plants artificially. The branch of a vine is organically connected to the plant. The life, nutrients, and moisture of the plant flow through the branches, enabling them to grow and bear fruit. So it is with our union with Christ. To remain in Him means to have His life flowing through us, enabling us to grow and bear fruit. Jesus makes it crystal clear that we must remain in Him if we are to bear fruit, chapter 15, verse 5. For some people, being a Christian is simply about deciding to follow Jesus. That's part of the story, but that's not enough. To be a Christian is to be united to Christ. We don't simply believe in Him or follow Him. We are in Him and He is in us. Ask your hearers whether they are remaining in the true vine. Have they been united to Christ by grace? Are they determined to stay in Him that they may live and bear fruit? Apart from Him, we can do nothing. We cannot take any credit for our spiritual growth. Any goodness, love, or holiness in our lives is entirely due to Him. Therefore, remain in Christ. Secondly, ours is a word-based union with Christ. It is by Jesus' word that we are made clean and united to the vine in the first place, chapter 15 and verse 3. Jesus qualifies what it means to remain in Him in chapter 15, verse 7. Yes, our union with Christ is a living, vibrant, spiritual reality, but we must not exalt experience over Jesus' words. We remain in Jesus as His words remain in us. The Spirit has been given to preserve Jesus' words in Scripture and give us understanding of what Jesus said. Jesus' words must remain in us. They must become part of our lives. Jesus communicates His life to us by His word, John 6:63.
What would the application be here?
Ask your hearers whether Christ's word is remaining in them. Do they treasure His word and allow it to dwell in them richly? In order to do this, we must be familiar with our Bibles. How can Christ's word dwell in us if we don't know it? But we must do more than simply read. We must read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the word of Christ. We can never get too much of it. This involves not only regular personal Bible reading, but also listening to the word of God being read and preached in the life of the church. Remain in Christ as His word remains in you. Thirdly, ours is a prayerful union with the Saviour. In the second half of chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus says, "Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you." Look also at chapter 15, verse 16. We remain in Christ by prayer. This is how our union with him is expressed. Urge your hearers to set apart a time each day for dedicated prayer and Bible meditation. Encourage them to turn to the Lord in prayer throughout the day for help and wisdom. As plants need sunlight and water in order to be fruitful, so Christians need prayer. We can pray confidently, remembering Jesus' promise in chapter 15, verse 7. God will hear us if we are remaining in Christ. We should pray for spiritual growth and fruitfulness. Consider Paul's prayer for the Colossians in Colossians 1, verses 9 to 10. Fourthly, ours is a fruitful union with Jesus. The fruitlessness depicted in Isaiah 5 is not an option for true followers of Jesus. If we remain in Christ and his word remains in us and we pray, we will be fruitful. Look at chapter 15 and verse 8. Is this not a great motivation to grow as believers? Jesus speaks about much fruit, not just a little. Believers are sometimes content with just a little fruit when they should be aiming at maximum growth. If you had a vine in your garden, would you be contented with one or two shriveled grapes? You would want a whole vine dripping with luscious fruit, and so it is with the Father, chapter 15, verse 8. Have a read of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Where Paul gives us the most comprehensive description of fruitfulness. Can we be content with just a little love, a little joy, or a little peace? Cutting back plants promotes growth. Jesus speaks about this in John 15, verses 1 and 2. Branches here are believers united to Christ. The Father gets out his cutting tool and prunes us. This painful process will ensure that we bear more fruit. What Jesus here describes as the pruning of the vine branches is elsewhere depicted as God chastening and disciplining his children. The Father is so committed to the fruitfulness of the vine that he won't spare the branches.
What's the third heading in this sermon?
The fruit of abiding in Jesus, the true vine. First, remain in Christ's love. Christ loves us as the Father loved him. That is what Jesus says in chapter 15, verse 9. Is that not remarkable? The Son loves us just as he is loved by the Father. No one can possibly be more loved than that. If we ever feel a bit sorry for ourselves, remember what Jesus says here in verse 9. And remain in his love. We must obey Christ to remain in his love. In some sense, Christ loves his people unconditionally, chapter 15 and verse 16. He loved us as lost sinners. In that sense, his love for us is before our love for him. But we remain in his love when we obey him and keep his commands, chapter 15 verse 10 and 15 verse 15. Jesus once more makes his relationship with the Father the model of the believer's relationship with him. In terms of human relationships, fathers should always love their children. But if children want to remain in a sense of their father's love, they had better be obedient. If you would remain in a sense of Christ's love for you, then obey him. We must love one another as Christ has loved us. This is the greatest commandment, and Jesus returns to it again and again. To remain in Christ's love is not simply to bask in the knowledge that he loves you.
Yes, so what does this actually mean in practice?
We remain in his love as we obey him by loving his people. Christ's self-giving love at Calvary is the measure of Christian love, chapter 15, verse 13. Now we must love all people, even our enemies. But we are especially called to love our Christian friends because they are the one for whom Christ died. You cannot possibly remain in Christ's love while acting unlovingly toward another believer. So let us remain in Christ's love by loving one another as he loved us and laid down his life for us. Chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. Secondly, go on Christ's mission. While we must love one another, we must not forget that God so loved the world that he sent his Son to save sinners. Jesus speaks of this in chapter 15, verse 16. He has appointed us to go. We must make the message of Christ known in the world. Every believer is a missionary in that sense. Christ has not simply appointed us to go, but to go and bear fruit, 15 verse 16. The fruit of mission is the salvation of sinners. United to the vine, new converts also become fruitful branches. But how can we go and bear such lasting fruit? Jesus has appointed us to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then thirdly, the fullness of Christ's joy. We must not forget the joy that Christ mentions in chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus was not only a man of sorrows, he was also a profoundly joyful human being. His deepest joy was to do the will of his Father. His joy, the joy of obedient, godly living, will be in us as we remain in Jesus and keep his word. Then our joy will be full. Disobedience is the great enemy of Christian joy. How can we be joyful unless we are remaining in his love? There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
And so we come to the final heading of this sermon, and indeed the final heading of this series. Apart from Jesus, we cannot bear fruit.
Yes, we must remain in him in order to be fruitful. Apart from him, we can do nothing. The Lord speaks of branches that do not bear fruit, chapter 15, verse 2, 4, 5, and 6. The Father will remove all fruitless branches. They will be consigned to the flames. Even fruitful branches are pruned, but this is something different. If a person does not remain in Christ, they will never bear fruit. This cannot mean that those who are truly in Christ can be lost, but there are those, like Judas, who seem to be part of the vine, but they fail to remain in Christ. There is no life in the branch. It is withered and fruitless. Such are taken away and burned.
Why does Jesus mention this?
It's to warn us to remain in him at all costs. The believer's eternal security in Christ is not a recipe for spiritual complacency. Your eternal salvation rests on you remaining in Christ. Jesus is the true vine. Remain in him. The evidence that you belong to the true vine is abiding fruitfulness, John 15, verses 5 and 8.
Many thanks indeed to Guy Davis for taking us through this series on the I Am sayings of Jesus. Well, that's the end of this edition of Serving Today. This is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May the love of God remain in us as we serve Christ. Thanks for listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. To get in touch with us, you can send us a message via WhatsApp. We have a new number, which is +44 74 44 05 8370. That's +44 74 44 05 8370. Or the email address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.